Good day and welcome to Into the Medium, the show where we dive deep into the stories that shape our world through the lens of the vibrant platform, Medium. I'm your host, R. Scott, and joining me today is the ever-insightful R. Ezra.
Thank you, Scott. It's always a pleasure to be here, especially when we've got such intriguing topics to unravel. Today's episode is guaranteed to inspire, challenge, and maybe even change the way we look at technology, health, and education.
Absolutely, Ezra. Let's kick things off with our first story of the day. The AI dilemma, when large language model training reaches a dead end. This piece dives into the nuanced world of AI and its potential to reshape the job landscape, not just in software engineering, but across numerous fields.
Right. The author is essentially playing with the idea that AI, like previous technological advancements, could hypothetically replace human jobs entirely. But there's a catch. The process of training these so-called LLMs or large language models is immensely complex and faces significant hurdles, such as overfitting problems.
Exactly. The story does a great job highlighting how, despite fears, AI is unlikely to replace human workers anytime soon. It uses examples like GitHub Copilot and GPT-4 to illustrate the limitations of current AI technologies in understanding or creating genuinely novel outputs. It's this blend of fascination and skepticism that makes the narrative so compelling.
I find the metaphor of LLMs being compared to meat mincers, endlessly remixing existing data, particularly vivid. It suggests that while AI can mimic creativity, it fundamentally lacks the spontaneity and genuine insight of human intellect. This raises broader questions about the essence of creativity and the future role of AI in creative industries.
Moving on to a more personal story. I ignored the doctor's advice, only to watch death in slow motion. It's an intimate portrayal of the author's experience caring for their father with terminal cancer, juxtaposed against the backdrop of dementia.
This story, heart-wrenching in its honesty, sheds light on the emotional and moral complexities of caregiving. The protagonists struggle with their father's port, the silent exchange of trust and love, and the formidable presence of death make for a narrative that's as emotionally charged as it is insightful.
It's a poignant reminder of the human condition, forcing us to confront our frailties, but also our capacity for love and sacrifice. Whether it's grappling with the tangible aspects of care, or navigating the emotional turmoil that accompanies watching a loved one fade away, the story powerfully captures the duality of the caregiving experience.
Lastly, we have I Saw Behind the Facade of a Prophet College. This piece offers a critical look into the world of for-profit colleges and the stark contrast between education as a commodity and the traditional values of academic learning.
Right. The author's personal journey from skepticism to disillusionment with the for-profit education model opens up a vital conversation about the purpose and value of higher education. It challenges us to consider the implications of prioritizing profit over quality, and the real-world consequences for students duped by polished marketing and lofty promises.
It's all about drawing a line between education as an investment in the future and the commodification of learning. The story raises critical questions about the ethics of education, the role of educators versus investors, and how students can navigate this landscape without falling prey to predatory practices.
A day of rich discussions indeed. From the theoretical battlegrounds of AI's future role in our lives, to the deeply personal narratives of illness and the sobering realities of the education system.
It's been an episode full of compelling stories and profound insights. For those inspired or touched by today's discussion, we encourage you to engage with us online. Share your thoughts, your stories, and your questions. Until next time, this is R. Ezra alongside R. Scott, thanking you for diving into the medium with us.